At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Broads, today's episode is sponsored by the only cat litter that gives you an inside look at your cat's health, Pretty Litter. If you've ever looked at your cat and wished they could tell you exactly how they were feeling, Pretty Litter is the answer you've been looking for.
That's right. No more guessing games when it comes to your cat's health, because Pretty Litter's crystals actually change color when they detect early signs of potential illnesses like metabolic acidosis, urinary tract infections, kidney issues, and more.
So already it's light years ahead of your standard cat litter, but Pretty Litter is also dust-free, contains no harmful chemicals, and is ultra-absorbent, which means you'll have to scoop way less, and who doesn't love that?
Once you try Pretty Litter, it'll be the only litter you ever use. Go to prettylitter.com/chatty to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/chatty to save 20% on your first order today. prettylitter.com/chatty. Hello, listeners and broads. For today's episode, we are going to be matching donations to the Midwest Access Coalition. They're an organization that helps people travel out of state when they live in states with restrictive abortion policies. Obviously, a lot of people have been affected by the overturning of Roe v. Wade, so we wanted to make sure that we were matching donations to an organization that was going to help people gain access to the care that they need.
We will be matching donations up to $5,000 for the Midwest Access Coalition, and you can find the ways to donate in the episode notes for this episode and also on our Instagram, Chatty Broads, in the Instagram stories and also in the link in our profile. We love you, Broads.
Episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
Well, we are back with all the men. We are back.
We're back.
We are back.
I'm emotionally preparing myself right now for this.
Mind, body, and soul. I actually had so much fun doing it last time.
You
and your face reading. I couldn't get over it.
You teased something, and I want you to just kind of like, you don't have to tell me exactly, but tell me what you told me.
So I teased something.
So that people
something.
Know. Okay, I just want to clarify, because we released our last one on Tuesday, but we recorded it a whole week before. So when this is coming out, we recorded our first face reading episode like 2 weeks ago.
Correct.
I had not seen anything. No spoilers.
Yes.
Did not read their bios. Did not look at their Instagrams. Truly.
And I am in somewhat of a pickle right now because I hadn't seen anything minus the fact that there's twins on the season.
Right.
And I love following my Bachelor accounts. Mm. I get everything that I need from them always. But I was on one and a thing popped up quickly and it showed something. It wasn't like a confirmed thing and it wasn't like a spoiler, essentially. But it was like, oh, this person is going to have a rumored role like this on the show. Mm-hmm. I'll just say that. And when I tell you, you nailed it. If this is true, the level of nailing it out of the park, I texted Becca right away and I was like, I am shook to the floor. To the floor, my core. I can't even believe it.
Is it like a role that they're playing as like this guy that jumps in and chimes in? Because it is that kind of thing, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Yes. And you knocked it out of the park. You knocked it out of the park and I could not believe it. I really couldn't believe it. And so I was thrilled. I was aghast with so many of your face readings just from seeing the face to the bios. Mm. And seeing how clear you were on those make me think,
thank you.
Well, you're just going to.
Thank you.
And I truly believe that this is what's going to happen again today.
I don't know. I think I'm psyching myself out.
Don't. Just let it flow, girl. Let it flow. Let the power enter you again. Channel your Bachelor face reading psychic powers. Well, Okay, before we dive into this episode, single people out there who are looking to find love, can I get your attention? If you aren't trying to find love on a reality TV show like these men are, and you have yet to check out Match, I have no idea what you're waiting for, but get to it if you're looking for that partner. Well, Match is the place for you.
Did you know Match's annual study of over 5,000 U.S. singles found that for the first time in more than a decade, emotional maturity ranks higher than being physically attractive on people's priority lists for dating. In fact, prior to the pandemic, physical attractiveness was number one. Now it's all the way down at number eight. So emotionally mature adults are the new sexy baby.
Are you broads ready for something more? If you know who you are and what you want, you need to download Match. And now messaging your top matches is totally free. Download the Match app today to get started. So before we dive into it, just a reminder again, we know nothing about these men.
I don't know anything.
We're seeing their photos. So these are just our guesses and our predictions of what these men are going to be like. So if we say in it that we don't think he's a good guy, well, guess what? We don't know anything about him. So sorry.
Well, guess what? We're making totally unfounded judgments.
And that's what we do
just
here.
Just roll with it, baby.
That's what we do here. Should we dive in?
Let's start with Justin Y. Okay. The second twin.
Justin Y is the second twin. So obviously we know, just like Joey, he is not going to have a job descriptor. So there's no point other in us guessing twin. About that. The other twin. Right off the bat.
Wait, that's already sad. I bet it's going to say the other twin.
They both have to say twin. There's no way that they're going to give one twin and the other not twin.
But Justin is the other twin.
That's the vibe that I'm getting.
Look, first of all, you know Joey already bullied him and being like, I'm going to wear the black ribbed tee. You can wear the taupe one that washes you out and look translucent.
Joey's already trying to screw over Justin. His competitive nature is already getting the best of them.
I compared the photos back to back. And Joey looks so much more tan and airbrushed than Justin. It's wrong.
It's rude, honestly.
It's wrong.
And are we going to see their competitive nature on the show, or is it going to bond them together, do you think?
I think Justin's just going to be standing there sipping a cocktail until he gets sent home.
There's no way that Justin, between the twins, isn't like, you know, Joey's going to be the loud, gregarious, competitive one. Like he was saying, he loves the competition, he loves to win. You know, Justin is the quiet, low key twin in the background going, hey, Joey, maybe let's not do that. Like, maybe let's not do that. Like, you know, the two of them go to a bar and Joey is like with all the women and Justin is kind of chilling in the background. He's just like, yeah.
Justin's the one that follows, you know, goes, oh, I'm sorry if he was a little too much for you guys.
I wonder if Justin does some of the cleanup that Joey leaves behind.
Well, maybe he doesn't. Maybe Joey's fine. Maybe Justin just smiles and nods and goes, yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
It's going to have to say. And if, by the way, if the description of Justin is that he's also loud and gregarious and competitive, I don't believe it.
No, I don't believe it.
That's
either.
Justin being like, I want to be like Joey.
This is my question. What do you think their actual careers are?
Like I said, my guess with Joey was like retail, you know, working at a store.
Totally.
They're young.
They're young, like what, 23? Probably just out of college.
23 or 24, I think. I would imagine. Even though I see maybe Joey working in retail, maybe wanting to be a DJ one day.
Okay.
Has auditioned a million times.
And Justin wants to be the manager.
Yeah. And Justin is the manager.
At the same store that he works
Justin's
at.
Justin's the manager of the restaurant or the store that Joey works at.
Lee, reveal the bio.
Tell us about Justin.
All right, guys. This says other twin. This says
that is
other
ABC
twin.
This is so rude. You could have just said twin ABC.
Okay, wait. Do we have access to Joey's bio? Are you able to go back, Lee, and show us that? Because I do want to compare and contrast. Also, broads, by the way, as we're going through this, you can go on the Bachelor website. That's how we're doing this, all in order from A to Z with the names. So if you want to follow along, look at the photos, read the bios. That's the way to do it.
Yes.
All right.
Or you can watch on YouTube.
Or you can watch on YouTube
also. Yes, we'll have the photos.
Okay, so for Joey's bio, it is twin, by the way. So Justin is other twin.
Other twin. And Joey is just twin.
Okay, really quick. I just want to go over this. Joey, lovable goofball, loves to hit the clubs in NYC, ready to be in serious relationship, he loves winning cheeseburgers and go-karting. Okay, thank you. Back to Justin. I just wanted to kind of compare that. You know, it doesn't say that he's outgoing, though.
That's
doesn't say
true.
That Joey is. But it says here that Justin is the life of the party.
Did I get this very wrong? Is Justin the wild one? Is Joey going to be the more calm one? Maybe Joey's the more calm one that goes farther. And that's why then Justin might be the other twin, but he's the louder one.
It says he's a hardworking go-getter manager.
Okay, maybe Joey's
who goes like clubbing. It is interesting that both of them, it highlights how they like to go out on the town.
These are two club boys.
Are they e-boys? Do they have a twin TikTok? Did I already bring that up last time?
You did, and okay. I think they have to. Also, obviously for a fact, Joey and Justin, their hero is Mike the Situation. Mm. Like, they love the Jersey Shore. They like to go clubbing. Come on, please.
Honest, outgoing, family-oriented, communication is everything. Okay, he loves to salsa. He wants to learn how to salsa dance. He loves the Lakers. He would choose the early 90s to live in another decade. Oh, I guess he was born in... Oh, my God. He was born in almost 2000, 1998, if he's 24.
He's like, you know, back in the ancient 90s.
That's funny. Maybe he wants to choose the early 90s because maybe he wants to be in the early 90s rave scene. Like, maybe he really is like party boy.
I could see him covered in paint.
Just spinning. with glitter.
On whatever.
Do you think, though, this is a fun angle and it probably is what they're going to do. One of them is going for Rachel and one of them is going for Gabby.
I hope so. That would be really cute.
I bet...
I would love if they both had... I mean, obviously the drama is if they both like the same person.
I bet Justin's going for Gabby, and I bet Joey's going for Rachel.
All right.
That's what I'm calling.
All right. I'm going to say it's swapped.
Okay. Do you think
Joey's going for Gabby
and Justin's going for Rachel? Yeah. Okay, cool.
Next! Kirk.
Okay. Kirk immediately... This is the vibe I got from him.
Okay.
Like, Midwest pastor... All the old ladies flirt with him and like bring him food to his office, fresh cooked food for his office.
I'm nodding big.
You know, he also looks like someone that you would see on a Rogaine testimonial about being like, I got my life back and my wife back. Like, my life has never been better thanks to Rogaine. So anyway, that's just what I have for Kirk.
He definitely has the just men's hair dye energy, like 1,000%. 1,000%.
That's on the box.
Literally. It's a chestnut brown Kirk. Okay. Even though, yes, he is wearing a cross necklace.
Yeah.
The second I saw him, I was about to say, like, there's no way he's not deeply into his religion. Like, there's no way this man
right.
at least didn't think about becoming a pastor if he's not one.
Right.
There's just no way. He can't be anything else.
He probably has our author in his IG bio.
Probably. And if he's not a pastor, then, you know, honestly, what he likely is, he could be our musician. He could be our Nashville musician.
That's true.
I would think if it doesn't say pastor in his bio, that he is probably a physical trainer because maybe like theology school just was a little too rough.
Seminary was hard.
Yeah. And it was just like, you know, getting a job wherever he's located, maybe it's too competitive to be the next pastor.
I would bet, I don't think he's actually a pastor, but I do think we're going to see the word faith somewhere in his bio.
Do you think that he might be our ex-party boy saying like, I used to have a lot of sex and now I'm looking to be a born again virgin?
I also, when you said ex, my brain automatically said ex-military.
Okay.
I could see that being a thing too. He's like a former military something.
Maybe a divorcee.
Ooh. All right. Kirk has a past of some sort.
I could see Kirk not being in like top five, but going fairly far because
I could see that too.
Because he's probably just kind of like a nice guy.
Wait, what if he's a pilot?
Interesting. Definitely could picture him in a pilot uniform. This is just not what I picture a pilot, the off uniform.
Okay.
Right? Because with like kind of like a long sleeve t-shirt. I guess I always just imagine pilots are always kind of like in suits, but there's also Pete.
There's Pete. I do see him as a man in uniform of some sort, be that the clergy or the military or
definitely a man
flying
in
the friendly skies.
Maybe a firefighter. I mean, a uniform in some way.
Okay. Reveal it, Lee. Let's read the bio. Football coach. in Texas.
Is that kind of uniform?
It's like a pastor, right?
It's like a pastor. You hype the guys up beforehand.
Texas football coach,
you do little,
football coach.
You do little, what is it? What is the word? Little speeches, motivational speeches beforehand.
I think we didn't. Damn it, we don't see faith in here. All right, he's a successful football coach. He's ready to find love that will go the distance. He works 7 days a week and wants a partner that understands how demanding his work schedule is. He's looking for an independent woman, someone who will be his teammate through the hardest of times.
Wait for the next sentence.
He loves being the fun uncle to his brother's kids, but if it's true love that he finds with either Gabby or Rachel, he's ready to go for the W and put a ring on it to start a family of his own. Touchdown. Loves golf but isn't very good at it. Never wears white while eating spaghetti. Would love to visit Santorini one day. Okay, he's basic.
But I will say this.
Okay.
College football coach.
Okay.
He will talk about his faith. I believe it wholeheartedly. Yeah. He's Texas college football coach. Yeah. Come on.
That's true.
This man is a regular in his church.
It's got
faith all over it. Okay, I don't think we're that far.
We nailed it, honestly.
And you know what? I know it doesn't say that he's a divorcee in this, but he will be.
But you know what? And since he's a college football coach, that means that he has to probably fly for games often, which means that he's basically a pilot.
He's practically a pilot. And I do believe that he will bring up that he was divorced, even though it's not in the bio.
29. He's younger than I thought he was. I thought he was like 34.
I say he goes for Rachel.
Definitely.
There's no way.
Definitely. Right? He's definitely going to play this whole, like, he's going to do the thing. Remember, who always did that, where they would, like, I guess Hannah Ann kind of did it a lot, where he's going to, like, look up at her, like, put his chin down and, like, look up at her.
Yeah.
He's going to do a lot of that with Rachel, be like, I don't know, I just feel like it's hard to trust someone, but with you, it's so easy. I mean, that's what everyone fucking says on this show.
I don't know what it is, but I, you know what? If all of a sudden Kirk popped up as one of our villains, I wouldn't be surprised.
Ooh. Hot take. I could see that too. Yeah, because he's going to get a really good intro package.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, being a college, please.
He's going to get a really good intro package, like who, like Luke P, you remember?
Yes.
Yeah, whenever someone really, like, they show like 4 minutes of them at their hometown being involved with the community, villain.
And you know, villain. And you know coming. That, like, I will be appreciative if he rolls up, you know, with a whistle in his mouth. That's his intro in, like, tiny old school shorts, like the 70s.
Absolutely.
College football, like with the high socks, you know, absolutely. Thighs out. I will appreciate that.
He definitely just reminds me of someone in my like not in my hometown, but someone in someone's hometown who is like hooking up with like someone's mom, you know, like and that's under the radar, but everyone kind of knows about it. Like Kirk feels like that guy.
Yep.
Which I love that for him.
Me too.
Next.
Logan. Okay.
First of all, suede jacket over the mock neck is a choice.
It's a choice. A suede jacket to me is always a choice. Sometimes it's a good choice and sometimes it's not a great choice, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I just wonder, like, why are you wearing that for the bio photo?
I think he probably thinks it's probably his favorite jacket. I bet it's his lucky jacket. He's like, every time I go out to the bar and I wear this jacket, all the ladies comment on how soft it is, and they do a lot of touch it on my arm.
He reminds me. Yeah, totally. Feel it. It's so soft. It's a dead cow. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Calf skin.
Logan.
Logan, stop. He reminds me of, like, some of these are so specific. He makes me think of like a real estate agent who's gonna sell me like a flipped house in Utah. Like, you know how like all the mom talk girls live in, where they're the really big box houses that are like all white. He's gonna like sell me the house, and in 3 months, like one of this, I don't know, like one of the walls is gonna fall apart.
You're gonna
something.
Be like,
like,
what Logan,
the what the hell?
You told me that the inspection went well.
As I'm like walking down the stairway, as I'm walking down the stairway filming a TikTok, the whole like stair thing probably like falls off.
You're like, I didn't know this shit was cardboard.
Oh my God. That's just what I picture for Logan. Like,
he's
really
gonna sell
wants
you a
to
particle
be...
board house.
Yeah, exactly. He really wants to be killing it in the market. He pictures it. Maybe it's Arizona too. He wants to be an Ari Leyendyke, instead he's just selling really shitty flips that you're gonna have to put so much money into like 1 year after you buy it.
When you said Utah and I got a little look-ski
Utah,
at this jacket,
right?
I'm definitely, it's gonna, you know, I feel like the on the nose choice would be like Montana. I feel like this Logan maybe watches a lot of Yellowstone
sure,
and is
sure,
like
sure.
maybe one of his fun facts. But he's going to be like, I want to be a cowboy. But yes, I think you probably nailed it.
He probably says, I have always dreamed about moving to New York.
And then since he started watching Yellowstone, it's like, I think I want a ranch. Like Kevin Costner. Kevin Costner's his favorite actor for sure. I see 100%. You, Logan.
Do you remember the lady on my Instagram story who, like, Kevin Costner, like, signed her foot and she got it tattooed?
What an icon!
I couldn't believe that. That was unreal. That was one of the best confessions I've ever gotten.
So legendary. I love that.
And it was, and she sent me a photo of her and Kevin Costner. She's like, "There's everything about him. His smell, like, it lived up to my expectations."
My mom went to high school with Kevin Costner.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Unless she fully lied to me. That's also one of those things.
Great,
she's like,
true.
Oh, I thought it was Kevin Costner.
Lee reveal. Oh, San Diego. Okay. Well, he still dreams about moving to New York, right?
He definitely does.
God damn it, we're off. Okay.
We're off so far. But you know what? Here's the thing. Though we might be off about where they're from and their careers, I believe we are nailing who they are.
Trait, right.
Yes. Because just because you live in San Diego and not in Utah and you're not a realtor and you're a videographer instead, doesn't mean that you don't have the vibe of a realtor living in Utah.
Yeah, it's true. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
A
he
California
likes surfing.
Beach boy.
Yeah. I guess I see that he doesn't surf well. Maybe he does. Maybe he does.
Maybe he does. I could doubt. Yeah.
Jeez. I don't know. My read is off. Okay. He loves to hang with his boys. He wants to. He's witty, self-aware, goofy. He's very into self-growth and wants someone who's just as much of a free spirit as he is. Red flag.
Red flag.
His ideal woman is artsy, low maintenance. Does he follow me? Is he in love with me?
Yeah. You're like, is this me?
Did he say artsy, doesn't shave, and loves to go camping?
Down to cuddle by a bonfire.
See, when men say low maintenance, though, they're talking about, like, she doesn't care if I'm, like, out with the boys till 3 a.m. When I hear low maintenance, I think, like, showers once
right.
a week.
I will say one of my I think I might be loving Logan because one of his fun facts is that his lifelong crush is Elaine from Seinfeld.
That's a good fun fact.
I love that fun fact. And I also love that that's his crush because that means he loves a funny woman.
Yeah. And she's also so cute in her own special way. So I like
he's
that.
He's going to love Gabby because Gabby's kind totally. Of like has that like bubbly, you know, I could picture her doing the Elaine dance from Seinfeld.
And he loves corn dogs. I like that.
Oh, we do. Isn't afraid to skinny dip. You know what? He's a videographer.
I don't like that his fun fact is isn't afraid to skinny dip. That almost feels like then they're going to have to do some sort of skinny dip situation. And I just don't like that.
No. Maybe he'll be nude on the first night.
Oh, my God. It's like I'm ready to take the plunge.
Oh, God. You know what? I think I might like Logan.
He's all right. Yeah.
I think I might like Logan.
I'll give him a chance.
I'm going to give him a chance. It's just the Elaine from Seinfeld makes me say, you know what, Logan? I'm going to give you a chance.
Videographer is also like lower key than say like a photographer. Not that I mind a photographer. Love a photographer.
Love a photographer.
Wish I was dating one for sure. But
it would make life a lot easier.
It would. But videographer is like, that's a fine job in San Diego.
It's creative. It's fun. You know, who knows what he's a videographer for, whether it be weddings or other like surf videos.
Right.
Like it might be like, you know, super adventurous career.
Mm-mm.
I like it.
He's probably a videographer for like some sort of skincare brand or something like that.
Startups.
Yeah, startups. But yeah, all right. He's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Moving on.
Next. Okay, broads, taking a quick pause from these potentially love-struck men. If I am ever not feeling my best, crabby or sleepy or just kind of blah, moving my body in some way, shape, or form almost always helps me. However, I don't always have time to drop everything and head to my local gym for any number of reasons. Maybe I've only got 30 minutes before my daughter gets home from school, or maybe it's 8 p.m. and I just need to get some quick movement in before bedtime. That's why I love the Peloton app so much. It's always there for me no matter what else I have going on or how much time I can commit to moving.
When you join Peloton, the app unlocks your access to literally every type of workout you could possibly imagine. I've been obsessed with their audio-guided runs. They've got cycling, of course. They've also got bar, yoga, strength, even boxing. And there are thousands of classes in their catalog. If you're working out from the comfort of your own home, go ahead and try that class you've never tried before. It is the ultimate judgment-free zone. The Peloton instructors, oh my God, you guys, they do so much more than bark orders through the workouts. They inspire you to be your best. They tell interesting stories. You feel motivated and you will most definitely finish the class feeling better than when you started.
And truly, a workout with Peloton is a workout on your terms. You'll find classes as short as 10 minutes or as long as 75 minutes. Whatever time you can give, Peloton meets you where you are at. And I love that.
Right now is the perfect time to try out Peloton. The Peloton Bike Plus is now $500 less. It is its best price yet. It includes free delivery and setup, and there are even more game-changing prices available on the original Peloton Bike and the Peloton Tread. So visit OnePeloton, O-N-E, Peloton.com to learn more.
So, in my younger years, I was the queen of acting like nothing was ever wrong. Whatever issue arose in my daily life, one sweep under the rug, and it was like it had never happened. Only then I got older, and I hate to break this to you if this is your current way of handling things, it can and does catch up to you eventually. So let me save you a whole lot of unnecessary struggling and tell you right here and right now, get yourself into therapy. Even if you're only up for the occasional session, anything is better than nothing. Trust me.
Oh, yeah. And as someone who waited way too long to start therapy myself, I agree. Starting therapy is one of the best things I've done. You can do it too. It's hassle-free with Talkspace. And I say hassle-free because I know there's a ton of hurdles to jump over when starting therapy. I put it off for a really long time because of that. Because you have to find the perfect therapist. There's the cost of the visits. You have to schedule a consistent time to meet in person. The list goes on and on. But Talkspace does things differently. It is mental health support on your terms. So everyone has access to the help they need.
Talkspace will help match you with your perfect therapist from their pool of thousands. And once you're paired up, you can begin chatting right away using 24/7 text, audio, and video messages. No appointment necessary. It's totally private and secure. And 1 month of Talkspace costs less than most singular traditional therapy sessions.
If thoughts and emotions are piling up, a fresh perspective can help you feel better. Match with your dedicated therapist today at Talkspace.com. Use promo code Chatty during signup and you'll get $100 off your first month. That's $100 off at Talkspace.com. Promo code Chatty.
Mario. Now, Mario... too happy. He's pissing me off already. This, like, I'm a nice guy.
And my reaction, grin. I'm like, yeah, Mario, let's go party.
I'm like, okay, all right, sit down, sit back. No, I don't. You're gonna immediately start talking to me in the Uber, and maybe I don't want to. Okay, you know I love an Uber chat, but when Mario's your like rideshare person when you do Uber pool, he's like, hey, how's it? Oh man, it's, you know, I just got back. I don't care.
You know, Mario's definitely the guy who's going to show you so many, like his photos from his last vacation in the Uber share, for
oh
sure.
Oh my God. He goes, I just got back from Spain.
He's like, got a slideshow.
I'm like, I've been to Spain, bitch. Shut up.
I don't need to see it again.
Shut the fuck up. I know Gaudi. I went there. Yeah, maybe. They were still doing construction on it.
Listen, though.
But given the right mood, I might be really into it.
That's the thing. I was about to say you got to be in the mood for Mario, right? If you're feeling like, you know, a certain surge of adrenaline, or maybe you're in need for positivity that day, and you hop in the Uber with Mario, and you're like, Mario just made my day. Right. I'm standing in line at the coffee shop,
right,
and Mario turns around and, you know, makes a comment about, you know, how the line's moving slow, and we have like a laugh about it, and we have like a kind of positive vibe, and I'm like, that guy just made my day.
Mario is the guy who I want standing next to me in line when like a customer ahead of us is being super rude, because you know Mario's gonna be like, what? And I'm gonna turn around and be like, what? And we're gonna be like, dude. And he's gonna say like, you don't have to act like that. And he's probably gonna start some shit, you know? And I'm gonna be like, yeah.
Or Mario's gonna turn around and like remind us all like, oh God, that was so annoying. But you know what? You never know what's going on in somebody's day. And I'm like, you know what, Mario? You're right.
I'd be like, yes, Mario. Start crying.
Mario has very kind eyes.
Now, he's the one that I think is the high school counselor who he's going to hype you up about your shitty community college. You know, he's going to be like, have you ever considered trade school?
The way Mario's looking at me is like, I'm going to have to pull this photo up when I'm having like a shitty day about myself, because I can just by looking at this photo, I can tell him encouraging me like, you know what? You should follow your dreams in that way.
Yeah,
But he has kind eyes, and I will say this. We've had a lot of hotties so far on this list. Mm. That's a fact. Kind eyes is something I notice with people, and I feel like he's the first person that I'm like, oh, his eyes are really kind.
Does he, or is it fake?
I think that's they're kind.
I don't like when people are over trying. They always have to be positive, though, you know?
But there's that glint in his eye.
Okay.
You know, even if you took the smile away, you're like, those are kind eyes.
Okay. Okay. I don't know. I'm not sure.
But But I do think in some form there has to be a counselor in some form, or motivational,
or something, or a personal trainer.
Yeah, something that's like, you know, pushing you forward in a positive way.
What if it's something like totally random, like a hairstylist or something?
That would be great, but I don't feel it right now.
Okay, what is it, Lee? Reveal. Personal trainer. Ball of energy with a smile that light. Yes, ball of energy. There he is. Can only take that ball of energy in certain doses, but
mood for Mario.
He's emotionally available. He's done the self work. He wants to start a family of future basketball players. Fitness is a way of life. How do you feel about that, Jess? Fitness is life.
If you're a personal trainer, you can say that. Because that's literally what you do every day.
How you make your money.
If you're like, you know, a sales director and you're telling me how fitness is life, I'm a little bit like, well, I don't know. That sounds like you're going to be too busy for me if you have work and also fitness is your life.
Actually a good point. If you're working 8 hours a day and then you want to hit the gym for 3 hours, that's 11 hours.
I'll never see you. Are we dating? I don't know.
He wants to make his mom proud. He wants a woman in tune with her emotions. He loves tulips. I mean, all right.
Says he wants to have someone to share a good meal and a conversation with. I like it.
I'm sure he's a lovely gentleman.
I'm sure he's lovely. We didn't get I guess we got a decent amount of facts. I was going to say,
I think he's going to go home fairly early, though, and he's going to cry and everyone's going to feel so bad.
And people are going to fall in love with Mario quick.
Yeah.
He's going to be one of the stars that leaves
soon.
Everyone's
going to be like,
aww. Yeah. Everybody will love Mario.
Yeah.
All right.
Next.
Matt.
Oh, okay. So Matt, to me, also looks like the American literature teacher that would be sitting in the break room talking to Mario.
Wow, spot on.
Can't you see him being an American lit teacher?
Yes.
Sophomores in high school.
If he was a college professor when I went to school, it'd be like the Indiana Jones scene at the beginning of one of the openings of one of the movies where his student wrote "I love you" on her eyelids. I'd be in the front row just like this with my eyes closed. Do you see that, Matt?
Matt, do you see it? It's interesting because when I was looking at the photo of Matt, it's like you look at him and you're like, oh, just a normal guy. And then the more that you like look at him, you're like, wait, he's very like it to me. It would like every time I looked back at him, he was like a little bit more handsome. And then I was like, wait, wow, he's like really handsome. But at first I kind of just brushed him over as like a normal guy, which is why I think he is the perfect like American lit
teacher. Is he the perfect man
or something? He's like the perfect, you know, doing some normal job. But then, you know, it's amazing when a guy is in a normal job and then he's a great teacher or whatever. And suddenly you're like, wow, you're actually the sexiest man alive.
You have won the sexiest. Matt might be the best looking guy we've seen on the cast list so far.
Interesting.
In my opinion.
I see him being really hot in person. And actually now
you're going to have to look at the IG.
On his Instagram.
Matt looks tall. Stunning teeth. You know what? I know I just said the thing about the kind eyes, but we have someone already next person right after Mario. It's the same thing. It's that little glint in the eye. There's a softness to the way that Matt's looking at me, and I appreciate it, Matt.
See, you're gonna love him. He has a bunch of what it looks like shitty tattoos like Nate had.
Hell yeah. Does he really?
He just has like that dumb script all over his bicep.
Wow, absolutely shredded, which I feel like you might have just revealed what he does because if that man is that ripped. Oh, and a dog in his photo. You know that I'm in. You're like, shitty tattoos shredded in a dog?
No, I will say like a dog. See, this is one in about 40 photos that has a dog in it. And it's a great pic of him with the dog. I'm fine with that. I would date a dog owner. I'm perfectly fine with people who love dogs. I don't hate dogs. But when you think that a dog is a part of your personality, you know, it's like
that's when you're crossing the line for Becca.
It's when it's too much.
Yeah.
Also, I kind of feel the same way when somebody has their child as their profile pic on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You're sort of like, why is your child your profile
pic? Yeah, you are. It's you. Know that you are enough. You don't need You don't the dog is the profile pic or your child. You are enough.
All right, going back to Matt. Yeah, okay. He's very cute.
So he's very hot. These photos that Becca was showing, he's got to be a personal trainer. Or you're never going to see Matt again. And Matt might be the nicest guy in the world, but you'll never get to know him because he has a job and he has to train 3 hours a day. Right. He has to do 2 days. To maintain that physique, he has to do 2 a days.
He does look like somebody who would have his height in his bio, but no, he doesn't.
And also, he has to probably, again, do the boiled chicken situation to have a physique like that. So, that makes me a little sad.
Reveal-ly. Shipping executive?
So you will never see him. He's an exec and he does 2 a days.
Successful young man. He's built his
San Diego
empire.
Again. Sorry.
Dude.
San Diego. Everyone.
Apparently the casting director's literally only
the,
cast
the
in
casting
Southern
director
California.
Knows that they love it when there's Bachelor T off season and they're all hanging out. And so they've chosen the San Diego to become the new crew. They've already are a crew and now they're going to be an even bigger one.
I don't like the verbiage here.
Okay.
Just because. Okay. In the first three lines, nothing wrong with this objectively. However, successful young man, business, prioritize work over romantic relationships, built his empire, looking for a woman who's ambitious. It's just too much for me. It's like work is life, hustle is life kind of thing. That's just a little too much, in my opinion. He has admittedly prioritized work over romantic relationships in the past.
And that's a hard habit to quit. And
he's
it
also
says
only 25.
He built his empire.
Right.
An empire at 25. I would like to find out more about this this shipping empire. Is he the owner of stamps.com? Matt, reveal yourself.
Are you sponsoring our show, Matt?
Have you been sponsoring us the whole time? Are you a big Chatty Broads fan, Matt? I do like that his beta fish is named Tony.
That's cute.
I find that to be funny. He wants to buy his mom a home wherever she wants, which is nice.
Good luck in this economy.
But he has an empire.
Right.
Stamps.com is paying for that.
That's another thing. I do get nervous when a 25-year-old says they built an empire.
What if he's wildly successful?
Then,
It's a proper empire. And he's like, honey, I can retire tomorrow and I'm ready to go on this show and
then
find
I'm like,
love.
Prove it.
Then I'm like, Matt, do your 2 days and propose already to me, honey.
Let me see those bank accounts, sweetie. Money talks. All right.
Next. Matt will probably go far, though, huh? He's just too cute not to. Do you think he might kind of maybe be too low-key, too?
Or he's just going to be... Yeah, actually, he kind of seems like the kind of guy who would sit back and maybe not take as much initiative and then be like, I don't know, I don't feel like she's putting much effort into our relationship. And you're like, bro, you're on The Bachelorette competing with 20 other guys.
It's time to work.
I could see that. I could see it being like one of those week four things where she's like, I don't know, like Matt always says that he's so into me, but like I just feel like I'm never seeing him. And he's like, I don't know, a relationship is a two-way street and I don't feel like she's meeting me in the middle. So like, I don't know, maybe it is my time to leave. And everyone's like, the fuck?
They're like, Matt. But really, it's because he needs to get back to business.
Right. He actually wants to leave.
Because he's just like, this isn't worth
it. His empire's being neglected.
He's like, our stocks are down. I need to leave. Next.
Now, Michael looks like someone's uncle on the show with peace and love.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
He looks like someone's uncle. He actually looks like a shipping exec to me.
Yeah, that feels more suitable. Even though now I could say that I could see him being a personal trainer.
Okay.
I feel like Michael could really motivate my ass in the gym who doesn't really like to put much effort in.
I sat with Michael for a long time and he wasn't giving me much, which made me think he's not going to go far on this season.
I feel like you tend to be correct when you make those guesstimations.
Lee, would you reveal what he does? A pharmaceutical salesman. Okay, wait, this is actually kind of a big
Long
bio.
Beach, he's your neighbor.
Hey, sorry. Sorry, Michael. So, Michael might be reserved at first, but once he opens up, he's thoughtful and attentive. Oh, he might be reserved at first. Yeah, no, he's definitely not going far. Oh, he's thoughtful and attentive with the foundation of a great husband. He leads with logic over emotion, but his biggest ally when it comes to love is his own intuition. When you know, you know. His mom is the driving force in his life. He's looking for a woman who's not afraid to get out of her comfort zone and try new things. He says that parents love him. He's not afraid to admit he's a bad cook and he loves Harry Potter and wants to visit the Wizarding World.
Oh my God, Michael, you live in Long Beach. You're very close to Universal Studios. Along. Maybe it's not the biggest one in Florida, but it's just a little hike. Let's hit it up. I'll go to Wizarding World. I'll meet you there.
No, I feel bad because he seems like a sweet guy.
I know he does seem like a sweet guy. But I think you're right. I think he said once he's reserved at first.
Someone being reserved at first, it's just not a good match for the show. You really have to like come in with a presence that where the girls are going to chase after you to try to get to know you. Otherwise, it's just not going to work.
Yeah.
Next!
Maybe we're wrong. Next.
Now, Nate. Okay.
Now, Nate, on the other hand, is going to come in with a presence.
Well, yeah, Nate can do really cool gymnastic stuff. I'm already telling you that. Like, he's got videos of him. He probably is from Venice, is what I would guess. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. I could see that for sure.
And he's got a lot of, like, reels on his Instagram of him doing, like, crazy flips off of, like, doing, like, crazy parkour stuff, you know?
Yeah, I could see that. I could see definitely, like, him, now you're saying Venice, shredding around on a skateboard.
The way he's standing with his arms crossed makes it look like he just did like three back flips and then, you know, or three back handsprings and like a flip at the end and then just landed he's and just stuck like, it and stood
thoughts?
There you go. What do you think? That's what I'm getting from Nate.
Yes. I mean, definitely like seems like he's going to be like fun, artistic energy, of course.
I bet his job title is recruiter. Doesn't that feel spot on?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even
know. Whenever it says recruiter, too, I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck that means.
I don't know exactly what a recruiter is, but I feel like the personalities of recruiters, you got to be fun and likable. People have to want to follow you and be like, I want what that guy has. And I feel like Nate definitely has the I want what that guy has energy. Like, look, he just did that flip. Look, he just did that crazy move on his skateboard. He's smiling. He says he has a great date tonight. And he's going to go get drinks somewhere.
I think he has rollerblades.
Ooh, I mean, I would love. You don't see the rollerblades as often as you used to when we love a good rollerblade.
Right. So that's what that's
we love the nose ring. I love a man with a nose ring. Yeah, I feel like recruiter has to be spot on. If not, you know, I could see him again clearly like he's a stylish guy. So I could see him being an artist in some form.
What if he has like a cooking TikTok?
Stop. My heart would melt.
That seems good, right? For that seems like he would be good at that.
That is deeply specific, and if that was the case, my heart would melt.
Do you think he likes cooking? I bet he likes cooking. Let's reveal it.
He's a chef. No,
let's reveal it.
Electrical engineer. Okay. See, I'm gonna say it again. I said it in last episode. I love when you see balance. Like, you look at Nate and you're like, look at how artistic, like, he's got the nose ring, he's got cool style,
right?
And then he's an engineer.
Yeah,
we love balance.
Chicago native, humble and hardworking, he lives life to the fullest. He's looking for a woman who's kind, adventurous, smart, ready to complete his beautiful family. He has a weakness for women who can make him laugh so hard his belly hurts. He's going to go for Gabby.
Yes.
He loves to do thoughtful things for the woman he loves. And as an example, he says he plans amazing picnics. Okay, so not a chef, but a picnic planner.
Yes. Cheese. He knows a nice brie. Listen.
Basically, a TikTok chef.
A man who knows his fromage. I'm in.
I mean, his favorite. This is kind of, I like his fun facts. His favorite movie is How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. He doesn't do mosh pits. Do you like mosh pits?
Not anymore. I used to.
I can't remember the last. Granted, I can't remember the last time I was in. When was the last time you were in a mosh pit?
Oh, it's been a long time, and now they scared the shit out of me. But I used to like to go in.
So, like, do you remember the last time you were in a mosh pit?
It was in probably a year after I graduated college.
And did you enjoy that last time?
I got punched in the face, so I didn't love it. I did leave with a black eye, and I did feel a little badass. But I didn't love the feeling of it.
How did you feel? How did you get punched in the eye?
Well, it was a hardcore concert.
Right.
And so people just started.
Right.
They were doing the spinning thing. And I got in the middle and someone punched me in the face.
Like they wound up? Or
swinging.
They were swinging.
Yeah, and some big dude just knocked me in the face. And you know, God bless him. He didn't even know. The hands were wild. Right. He had no idea.
Totally.
And then I walk away, you know, putting a nice meat on my eye.
Yeah.
With a little war wound. Well, I did peas when I got home.
Not raw meat, but I did do frozen peas.
When was the last time you were in a mosh pit?
Oh my God, I don't know. Once I asked that, I was like, it's kind of hard to pinpoint when the last time you were in a mosh pit. I think I went to like a Danny Brown concert.
I'm like, yeah, I've gone in like deep in the front before. But when I think of mosh pit, I think like they're going hard.
I definitely know at Beach Goth, for sure. Goth. How sad that it's over.
So I'm so upset about it.
Why?
It was one of the best.
It's because it had new owners or whatever at the, anyway.
One of the best festivals ever. Tragic. I bet Nate would enjoy Beach Goth with us, even though he wouldn't go in the pit.
But I like that he says he doesn't do mosh pits, because that also means that he's going to concerts where there are mosh pits.
That's true.
Right? Because that's like a note. I would never know that fun fact unless I was going to concerts frequently.
And he enjoys an occasional gas station icy.
Fun fact.
I like Nate.
Yeah, he's a very magnetic kind of person.
Magnetic. You can tell he's going to be fun. Like, it's going to be like humble. Love that.
I also like that he has like a legit job. It's a recession proof. You know, everyone needs a electrical engineer.
That's true. And I like that he said that he has a weakness for a woman who can make him laugh so hard his belly hurts.
That's cute.
I feel like there are not a lot of men out there who acknowledge that what I want is a funny woman. I'm like, yes, please.
Sure.
Logan and Nate out here want the comedians.
Right. I also like that he says he loves to do thoughtful things for the woman he loves. That's going to bode well on The Bachelorette. He might make hometowns.
I think so, too.
Are they going to do two sets of hometowns? This is going to get tedious.
Oh, weird. That's very strange.
I think one girl might leave early with a guy.
Hot take.
Because I think that
just like dip out, like screw the hometowns. I'm over this.
I don't think it would be as dramatic of a situation, but you know how they like really pushed Claire to get off the show? Mm-hmm. I could see them like really casting a guy. I mean, they were literally like, get her. She needs to be gone by week three. She needs to be gone by week three. So if you don't get him to propose and she doesn't say yes, you just leave her things outside of her hotel room at some point because she's got to go. I could see that.
Tell her she's getting her hair done and take her to the airport instead.
Who was the guy we said last week that we thought? Remember there was a guy we said last week that it was like, this could be Rachel's guy?
Yes.
I feel like they're going to cast a man for Rachel. They're going to fall in love. I think that I think that like Rachel could end with a guy like week 7 or 8, which then leaves like the last 3 episodes solely for the end of Gabby's journey.
This is a hot take and I really like it.
Right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, like, I feel like they're going to have to do something like that, because otherwise, really, we're going to do 2 sets of hometowns, 2 sets of fantasy suites, I don't think it'll work.
Yeah. It also then bodes like, how do you, as producers, how do you get the audience to fall in love with numerous guys? Exactly. And like at the same time, it's different on Bachelor in Paradise because it's like we already know these people from the show, so we already have feelings about them. But with people that we're just meeting,
even if Rachel doesn't end early, there's gonna be a shoo-in guy for her. I guarantee it. There's gonna be a guy where everyone says they knew from week one that it was gonna be him.
Well, I can definitely see that in the interview afterwards where Rachel will be like, how we always say how Nick was like, I knew the moment I saw Vanessa that she was going to be my.
That wasn't exactly obvious, though, on the show, though, with Nick's season. No. I think it's going to play out. But I'm saying in interviews after. Yeah.
So, you think it's going to be very obvious?
Yeah,
for
I think
it'll be the love story that's so clear.
Yes.
And then like Rachel's giving Gabby advice because she already
Gabby is definitely going to come down to like 2 guys and everyone's going to be like heartbroken when she doesn't choose the guy that she chooses.
Yep.
It's going to be a thing. That will be our next Bachelor. Okay. Next.
Quincy.
So I didn't get a ton on Quincy, but I thought he seemed... The vibe I got from Quincy is that he's going to like tease you in a good natured way, but he might take it a step too far.
Where you're like, Quincy, that hurt a little bit.
Yeah, where you're like, I'm sorry, wait, what? Where he's going to be like,
sorry.
Or no, he'll double down where he's going to be like, oh, you know, you're cute. You seem like the kind of girl who's going to, you're the kind of girl to wear ugly shoes like that and think you can pull it off. And like, he means it in a totally good way, but you're like,
you're like, Quincy. Excuse and then he's like, no, but I think they look great on you.
Yeah. And then you're like, he's like, no, don't get me wrong. Like, you totally pull them off. And you're like, wait, you just said that they were ugly. And he's like, that's not what I said. Come on. And you're like, you said that.
But that's what you just said.
I'm arguing with him at the bar is what's happening. Because he's giving like a cheeky kind of insult to be kind of cheeky, to be kind of fun and charming. But I'm like, oh, no. you don't know me. No,
yes,
no.
Yes.
And then he'll say, like, come on, B, or come on. And there's nothing I hate more than someone who, are you looking at his eyes?
No, I'm looking at his earring because he doesn't have a hoop. It's like one of those kind of like open.
It almost looks like wings.
It's like a open.
Oh, no, it's coming from the back. I see. Okay. He just seems like, yeah, he'll give me a nickname before we're like on good, like on friendly enough terms for him to give me a nickname. And I'm going to be like, no.
Quincy, you don't know me.
You don't know me.
You can only take a nickname. You can only go there with a nickname when you've known me for several months
right,
or so.
Right. So anyway, that's my read on Quincy. That's all I've got.
Quincy. Okay. I'm just going to make a guess here.
Okay.
Okay. Two things. I think Quincy is our pilot.
Ooh, okay.
And I think
he'd be a really cute pilot.
He would be a very cute pilot. Maybe this is just more for my like imagination.
Okay, sure.
Like, Quincy's my pilot. Thing.
Right.
Quincy's going to be the pilot because there has to be a pilot on this season, right?
I know we haven't seen one yet.
Like, The Bachelor, like, do I think that pilot Rachel wants to date another pilot? Probably not. But because
what if he's a flight attendant?
Ooh, would love that.
I could actually see being Quincy's a flight attendant, and then it could be like a fun dynamic.
Yes.
Where she's like, you're the pilot, I'm the flight attendant.
Oh, that's role play.
Right.
That is some serious role play.
Right.
Okay, yeah, pilot or flight attendant. And I also have a feeling that Quincy, I'm going to say right now, Quincy will go home like 4 weeks in and the guys are going to be devastated. He's going to be the best friend
guy's
in the house.
Guy.
So like, which lines up with what you're saying, though. Like he likes to like razz people, have fun, have a good time.
Right.
All the guys like him a ton. They're going to be devoed when Quincy leaves.
Yeah, I think he's fun, but I think he's a little immature.
Okay.
That's kind of, and I'm guessing he's probably like 25. He looks pretty young.
And work-wise?
Like banking or something shit like that.
Banking, okay. Finances. Okay. I think in the sky, you think in the bank.
I think in the
Lee.
Reveal. Oh,
life
no,
coach. Oh no. There's so many this season, aren't there? There's already this is the third. It's like mentality coach.
Look, his energy is unmatched. He's a unique gift to uplift people around him with laughter and wisdom. Oh no.
Now if these facts weren't written by him, then I'd be like, maybe Quincy is going to be our gem.
I think he actually might be, though, a successful life coach. I mean, he does say he's fulfilled his lifelong dream of becoming his own boss and travels around the country giving motivational talks.
Okay.
So he might actually do well.
Okay.
He believes in treating women as strong, beautiful queens who deserve romance. He loves, what the hell is high vibration music?
Like music that puts.
He's not talking about. He's not talking about like a he's bass here. He's talking about like
what your energy
vibration
is. Which I don't know what that would be. Can you please link a playlist, Quincy?
Yeah, exactly,
because
Quincy.
I could use some high vibration music. Where's the playlist?
Now I want to find out what his Instagram is all about.
He admits that he's a bad texter, and I do appreciate that as a fellow horrible texter.
I don't like that as a fun fact, though.
You don't like being a bad texter as a fun fact?
I wouldn't put that. Let's just say I wouldn't put it in my dating profile.
Maybe
bio.
This is just how Quincy apologizes to all of his friends who are like, why haven't you texted me back?
Sure.
But yet you have time to go and
sure.
apply for the show.
Sure.
So he's like,
sure.
Hey, guys, just FYI, I am a bad texter. I'd like to acknowledge this.
Yeah. Yeah.
He could watch Space Jam on repeat and never get bored.
Okay. Let's see. Found his Instagram. Yeah, I think he might actually do decently well. With his,
okay.
Whenever someone says life coach, I'm like, loser.
But sometimes, but guess what? There are some very good life coaches out there.
Yeah. And there's also some life coaches that I like. Okay. Let's see. Jahar. Prince Jahar is his. Oh, wow. This Instagram is a lot. God, family, success, rage.
Rage? Does that mean like partying or like
that's
anger?
The high vibrational music. I don't know.
That's his high vibrational music is rage?
I don't know what that means.
I know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I don't know either. God's my favorite artist, NFT. My price goes up regardless. What does that mean?
Is he saying that he's an NFT? He's, I guess, you know what? We really are all
hashtag
God's NFTs. We're all one of one, you know what I mean? We're all snowflakes. We're all one of one NFTs.
Hashtag NFT. Hashtag wealth. Hashtag today's price is not yours, not yesterday's price. Okay, yeah, I don't know about this. I don't know about all this.
Oh my god, I am so excited to be around a bunch of LA people who are talking about NFTs, and then to say randomly, "Have you ever thought about the fact that you're God's NFT?" Can't you see, like,
you are God's non-fungible token? That is that's the TikTok youth pastor.
Can't you see, like a Zoe or like a Hillsong church being like, our new conference is that you're God's non-fungible token?
Definitely. I'm exhausted. He's not making it past week one. He's not. He's not.
Sorry, Quincy.
Sorry, Quincy. Next!
Next! Okay, broads, one last quick pause, and we have something special because you know how much Becca and I love Thrive Market. We have been singing Thrive Market's praises for years. We've been using them relentlessly, religiously. But today, we're going to do a little unboxing from my latest Thrive Market shipment. If you're not watching the YouTube, well, then move on over because I'm doing an unboxing, baby. Check out that chic box.
Oh my gosh, we love an unboxing. Okay, while Jess is getting into that Thrive box, let me tell you some info. With Thrive Market, you can shop everything from healthy pantry essentials, sustainable meat and seafood, all the way to non-toxic cleaning and beauty products. I love their clean makeup selection. And it's all delivered right to your door. And if you find a lower price elsewhere, Thrive matches it. They carefully vet each and every item so you can trust that if they sell it, it is the highest quality available. And finding everything you need is easy on Thrive Market because you can filter by 90 plus different values and lifestyles and diets to find what works for you, from plant-based to gluten-free to zero waste and much more. Okay, back to Jess.
Yes, finding all of your grocery needs in one place for an affordable price is like impossible these days, but not with Thrive. I get everything I need and so much more. Let's see what I have in this box. Nice and secure. Okay, I genuinely do not remember what I ordered because, you know, your girl gets a lot of Thrive. Ooh, this is a fun and random and exciting purchase. We love these. Okay, organic mangoes. I'm going to do this like a makeup tutorial. These organic mangoes from Nateria, an essential in our household. Non-stop eating of this. Oh, this is a little bit of a snack haul. Okay, we have the grain-free brownie thins from Lillibee's. If you are in the mood to have something sweet and snack on, a little nibble, well, I eat this entire bag, so I don't know about that, but they are so delicious. And everything in this, made with organic and superfood ingredients, sunflower oil, pure nib cocoa, cage-free eggs, coconut flour, hemp seeds, maple syrup. That's it. Bada bing, bada boom. Delicious. Again, like I said, this is a snack haul. Mushroom jerky. Mushroom jerky, okay? This is the applewood barbecue flavor. I don't know if I've had this liver, but Ember loves her mushroom jerky. We also got the Thrive Market organic applesauce squeezy pouches. We go through these like crazy. We love an applesauce squeezy pouch in this house. This is great for Ember, for camps, for school. You can throw it in the kids' lunches. I grab these quick before a quick podcast recording. Chug one down. They're fantastic. Oh, okay. Stop and hold it right here. We have the Blake's seed-based Rice Krispie Treats. Hello and good morning with the vegan marshmallows. These are so good. I discovered these with my last Thrive Market shipment, and now guess what I'm ordering in every one. We also have vitamin C gummies for Ember, the Calafia Farms, cold brew, black coffee, the medium roast. And last but not least, of course, we have the Thrive Market refined coconut oil, ethically sourced. I use coconut oil for everything, absolutely everything. So, I mean, look, as you can see, this was definitely a snacky Thrive. I know I was in a hungry mood when I ordered. Thank you, Thrive Market. As you can tell, there are so many amazing products that you can get from Thrive Market. Oh, and by the way, with their fast and free carbon neutral shipping, you're also bettering the planet. And the shipping is fast. Thank you, Thrive Market. So join Thrive Market today and get $80 in free groceries. Wow, that's amazing. That's THRIVE market.com/chatty to get $80 in free groceries. That's thrivemarket.com/chatty. thrivemarket.com/chatty.
Okay, now
Robbie.
No, first of all, it's Roby.
It's definitely Roby. He loves Moby. Roby loves Moby.
Roby.
Okay, it's definitely Roby. You're right, for sure. No. Do you think he changed it? Do you think his parents named him Robbie and he dropped a B and goes by Roby?
His parents definitely fucked him over and were like, Robbie, and it looks like Roby. But it would be funny if he was like British or Australian, so he was like Roby, and he says it like that, Roby. Robbie, but they say Robbie, not Roby.
I just feel like Roby. I don't care what
Roby's like a vacuum name.
It is a vacuum name. I don't care what Roby says his job is. Roby wants to be an actor.
He wants to live out. Yeah. Oh my Roby's god. An actor. Oh my god. I have to show you this guy that he looks exactly Roby, like.
Roby.
Oh my god. Wait. This
did
is
theater
actually crazy.
All growing up in high school and was definitely like.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Was like
god,
the
god,
hottest god, kid god, in god. His theater class, and so he got all the Prince Charming type leads. And then he moved to Los Angeles, uh-huh. And guess what, LA? It's a hard business out here.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, now we're doing The Bachelor, Roby. I see you.
And, oh, my God, he reminds me exactly of this guy who was a recruiter that I used to go out with in Hollywood, you know, in that
Toby?
Phase of life. No, his name is Chance, but, like, this reminds me of, like, the exact same thing. Like, he doesn't really look like this in person, but this is, like,
he's cute.
His headshot. Well, that's what he looks like in his headshot, but it's, like, the same exact vibe, right?
He
could be a recruiter.
Roby, he could totally be a recruiter. I feel like he's in sales or something because he mostly focuses on his acting.
I was gonna say his dream is to live in a van.
I see what I'm getting from Roby is like, yeah, it's with the shirt and with the hair.
I mean, it's a waffle knit Henley. That's a choice.
It might be. He might be definitely like Seattle energy, right? But for some reason, I'm just reading that he like is obsessed with John Cusack movies and he wants to do like
feel
to
like
say
that
anything.
Feels really, that does feel accurate.
Okay,
this is what I was saying. Like waffle knit can go one of two ways. Like either one, he's like an
waffle
actor.
Waffle knit is not created equal.
Yeah, no, and it could go one of two ways. Either it's like he's this climbing gym guy, mm-hmm. dream is to live in a van, aspiring actor, etc., aka deadbeat. Or Roby could go the other way, where he could be waffle knit Henley guy who made a shit ton of money in some Silicon Valley startup, and he's like fucking loaded.
Yeah, Roby for sure could be loaded from his startup in Silicon
Valley. Right?
Yeah.
Just one of those guys who's super wealthy and dresses like a schlub, but then walks in and signs like a, you know, a lease on a Bentley.
Yeah, he's got his flip flops on. And
right.
Rainbows. He loves his rainbows. He goes to the
rainbows.
Outlet twice a year to
or
get
the Sanooks,
a new.
You know, yes. Like that. Yeah. Okay, reveal. Magician! Whoa! And he's advanced. Wait, I'm kind of in love with this guy. Okay, sorry. Hold on.
Okay,
hold
first
on.
Of all, LA,
no, 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 no. Wait. Okay, yeah, you're on point with the actor. You're the actor. Okay.
But it's also, I was saying he's been in theater his whole life.
Yeah.
He also, by the way, he definitely was in theater.
Wait. Oh, having grown up travel, he's grown up traveling across the world. Okay, he went through all elementary and high school only learning in French. Okay, I'm kind of in love with this guy. I'm not going to lie.
Is it Roby?
It's Roby.
Rob? Like, Rob, no Rob. Like, Y pronunciation?
He is an advanced... Yeah, the Y is silent. It's just Rob, actually. He's an advanced scuba diver? That's really cool. He wants to live in a home with secret rooms and hidden tunnels in it? That's a cool, fun fact. I like him.
He's exciting.
He is going to ghost me and I will be devastated about it for years.
But it's
going to
all be part of his long-term magic trick.
Totally. He ghosts you and then reappears 3 years later at the bar and you're like, Roby. And he's like, it's Rob.
He reappears 3 years later and he's like, was it this car? Wait, I am literally aghast because... First of all, I feel like now that I'm looking at him, he looks familiar to me. And I'm like, did he
do
magic? Yeah,
now I want to know.
Did he do magic?
People who follow
him. Can you see if he did magic at a place called Black Rabbit Rose in Los Angeles? Because
totally.
I feel like he's done magic tricks on me before at Black Rabbit Rose.
Whoa.
And if it was that guy, he was amazing.
Black Rabbit Rose has some good people.
He was amazing. Now, this is how I feel about a magician. Okay. I feel either one, I feel two extreme ways.
I like magicians.
I either am obsessed with a magician. They fascinate me.
Following them around all night.
I'm just like, please, I need to learn from you. Or I run for the hills. Mm. Because sometimes, and you know what I'm talking about, is that magician energy that kind of follows you around. Mm. And you're like, I just want to have a conversation. I don't want you to pull a button from out of my butt. Like, I'm not looking for that in my life.
He works at the Magic Castle. He's a good magician.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, if anyone knows about the Magic Castle, that's like the elite of where you can work. So he must
right.
be. Well, obviously, we know how he's going to do his entrance.
Oh, he was designing the magic for someone's music video. Some hit Turkish performer. So he's a good magician.
Yeah,
he's good at his craft.
Do you think that his intro is going to be...
I think he's really cute. This is... Oh, man. This is like so textbook, the kind of guy I would have dated like in college.
I was
going to
say, this is so you. I just saw a little... Like
yeah,
a
this
little
guy
picture
is like
him.
This picture of him dressed up as a pirate is 100%
yeah.
my type. He really is cute.
Okay,
look at him. Look at him in his little cheeky.
Yeah, he's fun. He's fun. Now, do you think his entrance is going to be that there's going to be like a box, and Rachel and Gabby are going to open the box, and nothing's going to be in the box, and then he's going to appear behind them and scare the shit out of them?
Maybe, but I don't like that. I hope that he keeps it subtle, because like. On his Instagram, it's sort of his magic is life, but I'm kind of hoping that like he plays it subtle, and then like maybe later when he sits down to talk to her, she's like, so what do you do? And he's like, I'm a magician. Like, I hope he doesn't come out the gates
if
with a magic
Roby
trick, but
doesn't,
I think he will.
I feel like there's no way he won't. If Roby doesn't do an intro with magic, I will be immediately in love with him. I'll be like, oh, because when you find out something about a person like that, you know, not right away when you meet them. It's fascinating.
Yeah. I mean, my old friend Nick was really good at doing magic, and that was pretty.
Really?
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh my God. He's like really good at magic.
I could picture him in a wildly large top hat, and now I'm like obsessed with the
idea. Yeah.
Of that.
I mean, he's really good at magic, and it was really fun. I was obsessed with it.
Wow.
Just be like, do a card trick.
You know,
for
I
me,
watch
you know?
Everything that Penn and Teller does.
I love Penn and Teller. So
David
I'm obsessed
Blaine,
with
I've watched
him.
It all.
Could this like, could he go like all the way with Gabby?
No.
No?
I think he's going to be way too into magic. I think it's just going to be too much.
He's gone like week four.
Probably. Mm. But we like you. You're so interesting.
I like him. He graduated from Princeton.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Right?
Yeah. He's smart and interesting and unique.
Consultant for David Blaine and Warner Brothers. So he's like successful.
Slide into the DMs. Oh my God, come on the pod and do magic.
Roby!
Make us disappear, Roby.
Make me fall in love with you. Okay. Oh my God, he's performed at the Great Wall of China and the
you
presidential.
Know more about his credits than.
I know. So tell me when you performed for the president in Rwanda.
Wow.
I know. He's also been hired to perform such celebrities as Steven Tyler, Jay-Z, Snoop Dogg, Alice in Chains,
Damn.
Samuel Jackson. Yeah, anyway, so
he's our celeb magician.
Yeah, and he has a residency at Black Rabbit Rose. So you have it.
I knew it was him. He's fantastic.
Really?
And very charming, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
he has a good personality.
If it's the one I'm thinking of, he was very charming, and I was a little bit like, oh, okay. You chose me to do the trick.
It does say he's an expert conversationalist.
If it's him, my friend has a photo somewhere, and I think he's in the picture when I got my little like card back. I'll have to post. I have to find it.
He's working at Black Rabbit Rose. We should go find him.
Let's go tonight.
Let's go tonight. It's never too soon.
All right.
So you think he'll only go to like week four?
I think so.
I want to believe he'll go farther, but that's just because now I'm in love with him.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe you can slide to his DMs.
I'll slide to his DMs. Okay, we'll go find him. Like I said, we'll go hunt him down. We'll get a picture of him with him at Black Rabbit Rose. We should bring our phones and we should do an impromptu interview. That way he can't.
Perfect.
That way Bachelor can't say no.
They can't say no. They can't say no. It's off the cuff. I like it.
Okay. Next.
Ryan.
Okay. Now, Ryan is the Justin to Jesse Palmer's Joey.
Yes. Is Ryan, I know we said this about someone earlier looking like Clayton, but is Ryan actually Jesse Palmer's brother? Is this Ryan Palmer?
This seems like a conflict of interest.
I think Jesse Palmer's older brother. I think he's maybe Ryan Palmer Sr. because
maybe
the dad's
eyes though. Cover the bottom half of his face. Like that actually looks like That actually looks a lot like Jesse Palmer.
It looks just like Jesse Palmer.
So maybe he's a television host?
It runs in the family.
Canadian is just his bio?
Yeah, it's going to be Ryan works with his hands, honey. Let's be clear.
It's like, probably like what do they call it?
Restaurateur.
Yes, thank you.
You're probably right, but I would like to imagine that Ryan is in construction with that shirt.
I'm into that.
He's
zaddy.
Got like some major zaddy energy. I feel like he does really know how to lift heavy objects.
What if he's
sorry,
like
Ryan, but you know, just no, because you look older doesn't mean you don't look hot.
He's probably like 40.
Well, again, we have Gabby, who's 31, so they might throw in someone who's
ancient,
older.
Ancient, you know? So
ancient.
I would like it if he was in construction.
Almost 34-year-old.
So I like the idea of him being in construction or something. Maybe like an architect. That's cool.
Ooh, yep.
That's hot. He's giving me nothing otherwise, though.
No, he's really not. He's another one that's giving me nothing. But I do think that he is going to have, you know, big hands with calluses on them. And he's going to have I hope he has a lower rumbly voice.
I like a man with rough hands.
A voice that shakes the couch. And yeah, he has to be in construction or be an architect. And if it's another person from San Diego, I'm going to fucking flip out.
Oh,
okay?
My God, it fucking is.
If he's not from Canada, because that's the only other thing I could see him being is like
Canada or San Diego
or Southern California, and him being like you said, some restaurant guy who loves to club in San Diego and hangs out with a bunch of guys that are younger than him.
Yeah. He's like, you can come to my bottle service table. I'm like, yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
Stop trying to flex on me, loser. Jess is like, I'm there.
Oh, no, not for me. We don't like bottle service with pressure, honey. That is not what we do. Absolutely not.
Reveal. Investment director in Boston. Okay.
Uh-oh. Whoa.
Proud
Boston.
Jess, proud Botox enthusiast. Oh, hopes to open his own dog rescue shelter someday.
I don't know how I feel about this man.
I love that he's a proud Botox.
I think I'm
Botox
in love with him. Oh my God, I think I found the man that I'm really in love with. He's from
I found my magician. You found your Botox investment director.
He's from Boston, Mass. So you know he's going to have that Boston accent.
Is he from Boston, though?
True. But he is proudly a Botox enthusiast. I love that he is open about his Botox.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever had a man
on
the show.
Too.
I think the only guy in Bachelor Nation who's open about getting Botox is Blake Horseman. And he always posts when he gets Botox. And I love it. I'm like, yes,
King. Oh, wow.
King.
I didn't know that.
Like, the honesty.
I love that.
We love it.
Love it, Ryan.
And then, you know, we love a dog
over here. He's 36. So he's on the
older 36.
End, if you will.
He's ready to get wifed up. I believe this.
Yeah.
He's 36.
He wants, don't like this. He wants the kind of love that is a 24/7 head over heels best friend roll on the floor laughing make out in the rain type relationship.
Too much pressure.
That's a lot.
Too much pressure, Ryan.
Making out in the rain. Have you ever done that, sweetie? It's gross.
Also, I'm pretty sure that quote is kind of a ripoff of It Takes Two.
Well, it says
I want that over the fence. You remember what that quote is from? It
I
takes
want that.
Two?
Yeah, I want. I know what you're talking about.
Home run, feeling kind of love or whatever.
Oh, I can't. He wants a Nicholas Sparks type relationship.
That's too
Will
much.
Will this journey be a walk to remember? Wait, no, walk to remember. Isn't that when she dies?
Yeah, I shouldn't.
Why would we?
Well,
want
I guess
this journey
Notebook they die too, but at least they die together.
That's old age.
Yeah, walk to remember is
she
not
like,
the
dies
reference.
Of cancer. At,
yeah,
like,
don't do that reference, ABC. It's not smart. Or Ryan, I don't know. Maybe you
or
referenced that.
Or we have to
that.
Wait a bit longer for his storybook ending. A Walk to Remember does not have a good storybook ending.
No, it's absolutely terrible.
That's funny. Okay, well, who's he going for, though? Gabby or Rachel?
Rachel.
I know,
Even though he's, you know, there's a 10-year, I guess 10-year age difference.
Oh, really?
She's 26, he's 36.
That's a totally acceptable
age
that's difference.
Fine. That's fine. But I think he's going for Rachel. He gives me Rachel energy.
He's going to go too hard. She's going to get the ick.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
1,000%.
He's going to do too many over the top things.
She's going to like him the first episode or two and be like, oh my,
oh my God.
Yep. He's so romantic and charming. And then it's going to be too excessive.
Yep.
And he's not going to be a good kisser. He's going to be a bad kisser. Oh no, Ryan.
That's so true.
You know?
She's going to come back to her hotel room and he's going to be like standing there with like the room covered in flowers. She's going to be like, oh, God, I'm scared. Oh my God.
After a bad makeout session with him, he's there. Like the hard lips. Like they just go too
or
hard.
Or too mushy mouth.
Or too much tongue.
Toes curled. Disgusting.
Oh,
Okay. All right. Next.
Spencer.
Brows guy.
Spencer is the brows guy.
He's a restaurateur if I've ever seen one.
Oh, absolutely.
Is this like the cousin of meatball guy? I love food.
He knows all the best places, though, for you to go grab a slice, which is great. But again, now, I mean, all I can see is San Diego.
Yeah.
Not originally from San Diego, but he's a transplant.
I can totally see that. Like, he wants to think of himself as a surfer.
Or LA or something.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm sure he tries to surf.
Spencer also gets Botox, but he doesn't own up to it like Ryan does, which is why we appreciate Ryan.
Yeah, Spencer gets that threading done.
Yes, he
does.
Which
I do appreciate, because his brows do look really good.
Spencer, I'm envious of your brows. I wish. My alopecia's crying.
He totally does. When you said, like, San Diego or LA, like, he totally does come across as the guy to me that, like, wants to be, like, an extreme sports guy. He's like, yeah, I snowboard, I surf, I rock climb, but he's probably not very good at any of them. That's the vibe I kind of get.
He like crushes it in the gym.
Yeah, he's enthusiastic. No, that's what I wrote down. He's looking for his forever gym partner.
Absolutely. He loves a great gym selfie, and he wants a girl with a perfect ass to then do the ass pose while he's behind flexing. Because he also goes heavy on arms.
Shaking.
It's real heavy on arms.
I feel like he's the kind of guy who's like looking for a manic pixie dream girl. Like, I feel like he would totally hit on you, but like, he's a pretty basic dude who like wants to be different and wants to be with a girl who's like different.
You know, I love that. I love when a guy who kind of looks like a bro goes for a girl who, in, I don't feel like I have like an alt look, but I feel like for someone like him, I would. And I do appreciate when a guy does that. It normally doesn't go so well because their approach is a little bit like, you're trippy looking.
Yeah, I feel like there's nothing wrong with them, but I always just feel ick about, I feel like I've encountered guys like this, especially at the climbing gym. Like, they are a really basic guy who's like in finance, but they like love, what's that movie where when Jim Carrey gets his memory erased with Clementine?
Yes, Eternal Sunshine.
Yeah, it's like he looks like the kind of guy who's like, yeah, my favorite movie is Eternal Sunshine, the spotless mind. You know, he's like, he knows all of like the, or he's like, oh, I really like, I don't know.
No, I hear you. I hear you.
What's that one band? Imagine Dragons. So I feel like he really likes Imagine Dragons.
Oh.
Look at him.
Oh, he's been to every one of their shows. I never miss when they perform at the Forum.
Okay, reveal.
Invest, like, he has to be either in, like, it has to be basic, right? It's finance. Sales, finance.
Money.
Something like
handling
that.
Handling money.
Yes.
Okay.
Venture capitalist. All right, okay.
Oh, see, look. Okay. He says his ideal woman is active, outdoorsy, and adventurous. See, okay, so, all right. He's committed to finding something significant. He doesn't consider himself a textbook romantic. He promises he's a great partner who finds thoughtful ways to make his significant other feel special.
Look at the fun facts. Gets a lot of compliments on his eyebrows, obviously.
Yeah. He thinks
EDM is ridiculous, which might bode to your thoughts on him.
Oh,
because he's like EDM, I'm an indie guy. I like indie.
It's funny because I could totally see him raging at EDC.
Oh, for sure. But I think that's why he thinks it's ridiculous. You know?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I know I look like that. I'm a venture capitalist.
I'm different.
And I love the outdoors and I love to hit the gym. But I think that EDM is just bullshit.
Uh-huh.
I think you nailed that one.
He's not your... he wants to be different. Spencer says he's not your stereotypical let's grab a drink guy. He's going to be like, let's go surfing, let's go kayaking, like, which I appreciate the effort, but it's just... He wants to be something he's not.
Yeah, it's good to be organic, Spencer. Let your real self be transparent.
Let your venture capitalist freak flag fly.
Go rage at EDC.
Right.
Let that happen. Go get your drink. You can be that guy.
Go get your, sports car.
Yeah.
You're not fooling anyone, Spencer, with your kayaking date ideas, okay? You're not fooling me, Spencer.
Just be you.
But also, if you like to go kayaking, live your best life. Who am I to gatekeep, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Okay. He's there for Gabby.
Yeah, definitely.
He's there for Gabby.
Well, he goes for Gabby. Rachel's his normal type, and he ends up
That's what I was thinking. He came for Gabby, but he's going to be really in love
because
with Rachel.
Rachel's more his stereotypical type, perhaps. Yeah. Then he ends up switching and going for Rachel instead.
Yeah. God bless him.
God bless.
I think he actually might make it like decently far, like week 5 or 6.
Yeah, I think so.
Top
too.
10.
He's a handsome guy.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Nice enough guy.
Yeah.
Adventurous, whatever. Next.
Adventurous capitalist.
Adventurous capitalist. Termaine.
Now, Termaine is one of our few men who actually showed up in a suit. Thank you, Termaine.
I appreciate that.
Thank you, Termaine.
I do.
You have a nice, it's kind of a tweed. I like the color. Termaine. What is Termaine giving you?
I don't know. I'm getting thrown off by the suit. Because then, like, a suit immediately like that says to me, like, life coach or something like that. Or, like, I don't know. Or, I don't know. You know what? I bet he does do something with money, though. Okay. He does something, like, unconventional. Like, some kind of unconventional investing.
Okay. Okay. Is he our crypto king?
He could be.
Is he our crypto king?
No, maybe he's like a... I'm trying to think something that's... I feel like that's too obvious.
Okay.
What if he does like... What if he does like house flipping or something like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, he does something that is... Well, I guess that's a conventional way to make money. But you know what I mean? Like, he's not in venture capitalism. He's not in banking, but he's in something where he's
Listen,
like
Termaine's
making
well
money.
Dressed. He's handsome. He could be on an HGTV type show. 1,000%.
Okay. Flip or flop.
Yes. Yes. I like the idea. I like the house flipping energy.
I like his smile.
Yeah.
I think he would look so much cuter without the facial hair.
Okay, I'm going to say, you're going to say in unconventional...
Yeah. Money making.
I am going to say, because I was trying to think of like, I'm like, okay, he's stylish. He exudes confidence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to go with, because we haven't seen anyone in music.
Okay.
I'm going to take a little bit of a left-hand turn.
Oh.
And I'm going to say he's in like music publishing. I'm feeling like music publishing with the outfit. Because he's successful. He makes some serious money in music publishing. Okay. Maybe works for like Capitol.
Okay.
You know?
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know?
Okay.
I'm going to throw that. I'm gonna try that one.
Love it.
Let's
Reveal.
See, Termaine.
Crypto guy! You called that. You said it.
Well, I said crypto, but
all right. That was a collaboration. And then both of us steered away from that.
Crypto guy. It literally says crypto guy.
Oh, man. Well, it's not a good week to be a crypto guy.
I know. Termaine, I hope you're doing okay. Sending love, sending flowers.
Termaine, peace and love. Self-made entrepreneur, not afraid to be bold and say what... Oh, no. Is he going to be a shitster? Not afraid to be bold and say what's
Maybe.
On his mind? Energetic guy with a big personality. He's going to call someone out hard.
Yes.
He's looking for a loyal woman who will love him for the hustler and hard worker he is. Oh, I don't like this. Nothing turns him on more than a woman who can take a joke.
Uh-oh.
Is he our Quincy?
I was going to say, look at what he says. He was the second... And bonus points to anyone who can talk crypto with him. The second woman says NFT, it's game over. I'm like, him and Quincy are going to be talking NFTs after looking at Quincy's post. And then Quincy will be like, but I'm God's NFT. And then Termaine is going to be like, what the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Don't insult my craft.
This is my craft. Do you know how much you could make off of one of those?
Wait, his fun facts. Termaine loves double dates. Interesting. He doesn't like sweets. I'm with you. And would love to snuggle with a baby cheetah. Interesting. Again, bad week to be a crypto guy.
Yeah, I just want to send condolences, that's all.
Hope a lot of his assets are not in that.
Well, I think we nailed the crypto part, you know?
Yeah.
And it's literally crypto guy, and I think you might be right that it might be some drama in
There's
the house.
There's maybe some shit stirring.
Yeah, might be some drama in the house. Or maybe if he doesn't stir up anything, that if there is drama, that Termaine...
He's going to jump on it.
Yeah.
He's going to go sit down. He's going to take one of the women aside.
I hope so.
All right. Next. Tino. First of all, with a name like Tino, you look like a HGTV host.
Yes, he does. Tino. I mean, Tino has to be a chef, right? He has to be a chef.
Tino. Yeah,
chef. With the name look.
He would make a killer interior designer, though. Look at him.
He really would.
Joanna Gaines up my house, baby. Let's go.
Come on, Tino.
Farmhouse. I'm ready. Yeah,
he has to either be an interior design or he has to be
architect.
Something with houses, with
homes,
decor, or a chef. I got to go with the chef. I mean, look at him.
I want them to cast more guys that do have like not like a huge one, but like a bit of a social media presence. Like I want to see,
be interesting.
I want to see people who are like DIY TikTokers, you know, like I want to see that kind of thing.
Do you think that they don't maybe do that a lot because people already have a big platform? And so it's a little bit like they can, you know, the nerves of someone with a big platform already running rampant and saying what they want.
I suppose but everyone's going to end up with a big platform at the end of the show anyway.
True. I could also see people with an already big platform being like, no, I'm not going to sign your contract and not take certain brand deals or whatever. Until
that's true. That's a good point.
You know, for a year or whatever.
That's true. Interesting. Well, maybe not someone who's already super successful, but I'm talking like maybe like 20,000 followers on TikTok,
yeah, yeah.
Like for doing DIY stuff or something like that. I want like more of those kind of people, you know?
Throw in that spice.
I want someone who knows how to create content so that I can consume it.
Let me consume
the show
something.
Is over.
Tino.
What about a dentist?
Could be a dentist. I'll be real with you. I'm not getting much from Tino, except for the fact that I could see him doing any of those careers that you mentioned before.
The shirt immediately gave me like Crocodile Hunter. Like I immediately saw him as being like the Kratt brothers or like Crocodile Hunter kind
yes,
of thing.
Yes, yes.
Maybe an Australian accent would befit him well.
Oh, yes. Now I can all of a sudden see Tino being like, what's his face? Who Ember loves Brave Wilderness on YouTube. Coyote Peterson, who gets stung and bit by all different bugs and rates the pain.
Cool. That's cool.
Tino.
I could see that.
Tino's travels and he goes and he rates wine on TikTok all around the world.
Now I want
Tino's
to see this
travels.
Guy's Instagram because now I'm like, he better have a good social media presence. Otherwise, I'm going to die.
Come on, Tino.
I think he's cute, though.
He is cute.
I think he's got kind of an unconventional cuteness to
him.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right, let's reveal what he is.
What is Tino?
A general contractor.
Contractor.
That's
yes.
like home stuff.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Yes,
okay.
it
we're
is.
Like, now at this point, we're like surprised when we get to it. We're like, okay.
We've nailed the past couple.
Let's not undersell
again,
ourselves.
Again, California, Playa del Rey. For the love of God, all these people. Tino is a go with the flow kind of guy. Loves spending time with family and friends. If he's not surfing, cycling, camping, or loving on his family dog as much. He doesn't even have, what about his own dog? His family dog as much
his
as he possibly
dog,
can.
I like that. He's like, I don't want to commit to the
he's
dog
not,
ownership.
Yeah, it's, like,
my
it's, not, it's
dog.
Not like the uncle. It's not like, I love spending time with my
brother's
kids. It's like, it's my brother's dog.
I like that.
He's too busy. He's too busy with all of his outdoors activities, very involved in giving back to his community and wants to find someone who will work to make the world a better place alongside of him. It's a meaningful connection, groundwork for his future wife. He wants 4 kids.
Uh-huh.
He's ready
like
to
that.
Put everything he's got into building something real and also maybe building a home for his
oh,
future family.
Oh, he had long hair. I knew he was my sexy king.
Oh, wow. Look at the long hair.
I knew it. I saw this picture and I was like, I
you
feel like I'm attracted to him.
Yeah,
I could
you smell,
can smell
your
my type.
Type.
I could smell yeah. a guy who's had long hair. And I'm obsessed with him.
His fun facts, he enjoys reading the Wall Street
and
Journal.
And he does a lot of like community service, like volunteering work. I'll come volunteer with you, Tino.
Look at, he says 90% of
I
what
don't
he eats
that
is
far
meat.
Away. I, yeah, okay. Well, that's weird.
And he dreams of
keto.
Surfing in Bali.
My keto king.
Keto Tino.
Keto Tino. All right. Well, I think I like him. I think he's cute.
I am going to, I know he's your type and I know he's devilishly handsome.
He is handsome. Look at him.
Yeah.
I'm on his Instagram right now.
He's devilishly handsome and he loves giving back to the community and he's your type. I'm going to guess that Tino talks about, and you see that he involves himself a lot in community work, but I think that this show is not going to make Tino look great.
No!
I think Tino's going to go in, and I think the guys won't like him, and that's going to be my hot take.
He, like, works so much with Camp Ronald McDonald.
Sorry,
and,
Tino,
like, here's
I'm sure that you're really lovely, but I'm just trying to get a hot take so that I can have a prediction that can be clipped later.
He's so
clip it. He is
sexy.
Really cute. Yeah,
to
he's
me.
Really hot.
Anyway, so
he's
a camp counselor. I always wanted to be a camp counselor. I never got to do it.
You have a lot of guys for you this season.
I do. I have. This could have been your season. I feel like they would probably cast similar guys for Gabby as for me. Like, it's not that Gabby and I are that similar, but it's the same sort of.
Yeah.
They're like, they'll like this guy. But so I'm actually excited to watch because I might fall in love with a couple hotties.
Yeah, you're gonna have a couple. You're gonna have.
We're gonna have to come on the pod.
A handful of hotties.
La, 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 la. Okay. So you really think, do you actually think that? Or are you just trying to have a hot take?
I feel 70-30 about it. 70's hot take and 30, I just can like
maybe
see him kind of being a little that way in the
I think
house.
He gonna make it far.
All right.
I do.
All right. He did cut his hair for this, which is sad.
That was actually from like 2019. Oh. He doesn't post very much on Instagram.
I do like that. Tino, I'm so sorry. Probably going to fall in love with you. But
that was literally from 2019. How old is he? We're the same age. I wonder what his sign is. Oh my God! He's an Aquarius. I knew it. I knew it. I checked to go look at his birthday because I felt like we were on the same energy. Now I'm really in love with
him. Okay. You know what? I do want my hot take, but you know what? I'll just go ahead and take it back because he's an Aquarius. You guys are the same age. You're in love with him. And he is really cute and seems pretty wonderful. All right. All right.
I am going to be so jealous.
So jealous.
So jelly.
Next.
Next.
Next. Tyler.
Don't talk to me. What is with this shoulder down? Like, hey, guys, what are you, a YouTuber?
Tyler has like big TikTok energy, but it's also, I feel like he's maybe a little older than he actually looks.
He reminds me of a mouse.
You know what, Tyler? I feel like I'm going to have a soft spot for Tyler at first just because he does remind me of Hunter, kind of. And I do love Hunter so much. Mm. Kind of the tattoo.
I can kind of see that. Yeah.
And kind of the face a little bit.
I mean, look at him. He's literally like, hey.
I feel like Tyler.
You are going to have a soft spot for him.
I'm going to have a soft spot for him. I feel like the guys aren't going to be nice to him. Mm. I feel like he's going to maybe have a lot of opinions. Mm. Not bad opinions, but I just feel like the guys aren't going to be very nice to him. Mm. You know?
Yeah, I could see that.
And then I'll have a soft spot for Tyler. I kind of feel like he might. And maybe Tyler's going to put his foot in his mouth sometimes and be like, Tyler, why'd you say that, dude? Like, you know what Tyler's? Tyler's the type of guy who's going to go on the show and talk about how that he broke up and like think he's saying in sweet conversation to a friend that he broke up with a girl like 2 days before.
Oh my God, totally.
Yeah, and be honest, not be malicious about it, right?
Yeah.
And then he's going to get screwed over because he revealed too much to producers and to other castmates. I feel like he's going to be that guy.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
You know, he's giving me, again, it's the bartender vibes.
Well.
And he doesn't live in San Diego, but he will move to San Diego after the show airs.
I think you kind of nailed it with Tyler. I feel like he's like, I feel like he's a nurse.
That would be sweet.
Would it though?
Yes, he's caring for people.
Yeah.
I think Tyler's a nice guy.
Maybe, or he's the nurse that's doing TikToks when he's supposed to be... when he's supposed to be on his shift.
I think Tyler's a sweet guy who's going to be misunderstood on this season.
Yeah, I think he will be. I think, yeah, totally.
That's what I think.
I think you're right. Even with like a name like Tyler, he was like kind of in with the popular guys in like elementary school, but then they also kind of like bullied him while he was in their in crowd at the same time, you know? Yeah, kind of that guy.
I think so.
All right. What do you think he does again?
I'm going to go. It's going to say bartender or veteran because he will have served.
Okay, go. Small business owner.
Italian. New Jersey. Of course, I have a soft spot for him. I didn't even know
He's an Italian stallion looking for the love of his life. Oh, God. He isn't afraid to be over the top and says, oh, God, the kind of love you only see in movies.
His dream woman is fun, reliable, open-minded, and ready to come home and meet his wonderful and loving family.
He likes country music. I think he 100% fits the bill of what you're talking about.
I think so, too.
What's his small business?
I'd like to know. He's not a good multitasker. Hear that. 25. He's young.
Yeah, super mature.
I think he's going to be what I'm saying. I think he's going to come in, big energy, and just put his foot in his mouth over and over again.
Yeah.
I think like he's going to try to say something romantic and screw it over and it's going to kind of be insulting.
Yeah.
But he's just like, oh, I didn't mean it that way. Yeah. You know, and it's like, oh God, Tyler, why'd you do it again, Tyler?
Yeah.
That's what I think. And I think he's probably going to bug some of the guys.
Sad for him.
Yeah.
Okay, last one, best one.
Next. And Zach. The final of the season.
Giving us nothing, Zach.
He's giving us nothing, Zach.
I mean, the Henley is always like, it's like that, just
it's always
the
choice.
Basic bitch of the men's
choice.
Bio things.
Zach is very handsome, but just like from not getting much from this photo, I just think he's hottie who leaves week two. Like, he's a handsome
guy.
Could
be night one.
Who could, like, he'd walk in and everyone will be like, oh, he's cute.
Yeah.
And then he's not really giving us much.
He's kind of standing
and
there.
And then they kind of forget. And they're
we
like,
see him
oh.
with his hand in his suit pocket once
yeah.
or twice during the
kind of wandering
episode.
Around, swirling his whiskey
totally.
With the one cube, talking to one or two of the guys, but not approaching the women.
That's probably one of his fun facts. He, like, likes whiskey, you know?
That's
like,
one of his fun facts for sure. I'm sure he likes a nice cigar every time or two.
What does he do?
I mean...
God bless his heart. What does he do?
I feel like I'm saying the same thing over and over again, but I feel like so many people, it's you know.
There's like four jobs that men have, right?
Yeah, it's this like, season, there's like,
it's
there's
like
really not a variety.
Entrepreneur, personal trainer.
Think about it. This
real
season,
estate agent.
We had magician.
We did have magician.
We have crypto guy. That's a little, but like in general, there was no like, I don't know. There wasn't a lot of variety.
What does the guy do who I just fell in love with? Do you remember?
General contractor.
General contractor. Sexy. Okay.
Tino.
Literally obsessed with him.
I think Zach is, you know, he's got to be just sales exec.
Okay.
Sure, he's a nice guy, but he's quiet. Tech exec. All right.
Boom,
I mean,
baby. Boom.
Anaheim. He's an Orange County guy.
All of these people. Loves his
Everyone's
mom.
Everyone's from California.
See, what I will say is interesting about that is then it's like virtually everyone, like that's not going to be an issue of like how they're going to live their lives. One of those girls is going to end up moving to, they're both going to end up moving to Los Angeles or
it's
San Diego.
For,
yeah,
it's perfect
it
for
is.
Them. It really is.
Yeah, this guy's basic. Loves his mom, his dogs, football. He's, you know.
Says he's charismatic and personal.
He doesn't like breakfast because eggs don't agree with him. TMI. He loves beach volleyball and is master of the Top Gun high five. This is like AI guy, right?
But I will say AI guy, a mention of Top Gun makes me think he could also go farther than we think. Because AI guy tends
True.
To go far.
Neutral man.
Neutral man will go far.
So they're probably making like the top eight or something like that.
The eggs don't agree with him.
That's great.
I like that it just wasn't just a, Zach doesn't like eggs or Zach doesn't like breakfast. I like that they like followed up and it gave us TMI because we all know what eggs don't agree with you means. It means gross. And I don't want to think about that when I'm reading someone's fun facts. Is thinking about it is me rushing to the bathroom when he realizes that they put eggs in his breakfast burrito. I hate it.
Okay, so Jess, who are your favorites from this lineup? Tell me.
Oh my God, I'm gonna have to look over. There's so many. There's a lot of good options.
There are a lot of good options.
I will say this though, I know you have a lot of favorites.
I do.
You have a lot of
I
crushes.
Fell in love twice with the second half of this list. All right,
dang, I really don't know who is like my favorite. I'm gonna have to look over, but
we had some favorites the first time around
the
too.
First time I think I fell in love a few more times. I think you did too. I know that I knew that Joey, I was going to have a soft spot for Joey.
Let's be real. They cast half this cast for one girl and half this cast for the other, probably. Actually, I'm sure there's plenty of overlap. It's not like they're that different.
That's true.
I mean, they are different, but you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of great options. I'm happy with this cast list. I'm not disappointed. There have been years where I'm kind of disappointed for them, and this is not one of them.
I'm actually extremely happy for them. I think that I don't know. I feel like in general, when we've looked over things in the past, we've been a little bit like,
whatever.
And now there's a lot of cuties.
Yay!
I'm excited. Well, make sure to stay tuned as we continue to cover the season once it starts July 11th. And the boys' second half of their cast bio episodes will be out on Friday. So check that out. But
chat soon.
Chat soon, broads.
Bye.